This shouldn't be a thing.
Today, it's the Just Try and Take It edition. This from Fotkey.com. Headline reads, a car that is impossible to steal was stolen in 15 minutes. An Englishman bought a Range Rover Edition 1 for about $220,000, Calvin. The dealership explained to him that this ultra-luxury SUV is positioned as unstealable. However, the new owner didn't have a whole lot of time to enjoy his new car. Just 60 hours later, his limited edition luxury SUV was stolen from his driveway. The 45-year-old said the dealership assured him the car was not susceptible to theft. Therefore, he shelled out for his limited edition Range Rover 2024 SV Edition 1 for about $200,000. It also has lots and lots of extras, Calvin, like $12,000 wheels, which everyone knows you need the better those wheels. Regular wheels just aren't going to cut it, I guess, when you shell out that money for your big fancy schmancy car. Also, as it has seats that vibrate to the beat of music. John from Warwickshire, England, he said he knew that this car would attract unwanted attention in a country where luxury car thefts have been on the rise in recent years, but he says he was told the car has a new security update from Jaguar Land Rover to make it unstealable. Less than 60 hours later, John's car was stolen from his driveway. John told reporters he had asked the staff about installing a ghost immobilizer that requires a password in order to start the car, but he was told it was unnecessary because nobody could steal this car. He woke up to several missed calls from a car tracking company and then looked out his window to see, his driveway was empty. Security cameras showed three people getting out of a vehicle about 1 in the morning. One stayed at the scene. Two others headed for his luxury SUV. Neither got close enough for them to use the key scanner, but somehow they still got access to the car. And within 15 minutes, they were inside and driving away. I'm sure John, the guy who just shelled out over $220,000 for his unstealable car, we'll have some words for the guys at the dealership, but I just think it's safe to assume that don't assume nothing is something is not stealable. It's not going to work out well for you. Just ask John. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.